Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I never heard that song either.
Rolf Harris. Now, he was Bob Steele was the greatest disc jockey, had the best ratings of any disc jockey ever. He had more than 50% of the audience in New England on WTIC for over 50 years. And he used to play all these weird songs, and Rolf Harris, Two Buffaloes, was one of them. It turns out about 5 years ago, Pat, okay, the guy, Rolf Harris, is now like 80 years old. It turns out they found out he was a pedophile. Now, this guy was one of Australia's most famous performers, you know, kooky performers.
Right.
And his total life's work was ruined when it came out that he was a pedophile.
I don't understand that.
But anyways, I'll play that song. Anybody who hears that song knows, and you live in the Northeast, Bob Steele used to play it. But anyway, hey, it didn't snow at my house.
It stopped snowing, finally, right?
It didn't snow yesterday afternoon or last night. It was a nice break.
Yeah, I'm glad you can laugh about it.
Well, what else can you do?
So you can cry about it.
Why? It's much better to laugh.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. And you could probably laugh about the weekend because there's really not much happening.
Okay.
I'm happy to report. So we will have partly sunny, brisk weather today. There may be a snow shower. It's definitely much, much more in the way of scattered in nature. And the high about 40. Tonight will be in the low to mid 20s. And for tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, sunny and brisk in the low 40s. May the wind be at your back. And on Sunday, another sunny but chilly day, only 35 to 40. We stay in the 30s Sunday. Monday, sun and clouds, low 40s. After that, it's anybody's guess.
Okay, because when I was talking earlier today, I said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take Tuesday through Friday and we'll ask Pat about it.
It's anybody's guess. I don't know how it's going to play out, and nor do I think anybody else does at this point. There is a series of storms that will come across from the West Coast to the East Coast, one of which will weaken out and move out through Delmarva tomorrow. So to bring a little rain and snow there. But that one will weaken out, so we don't have to worry about that. And then storm 2 and 3 will play havoc somewhere between Tuesday and Thursday. And the computer modeling is all over the place. I could see it. This is being a very complex situation. I don't know if there is going to be a nor'easter. Neither does the Weather Channel, who's been touting, could the fourth nor'easter be on the board? Well, yeah, it could be. Maybe not. And if it is on the board, it doesn't mean that it's a strong one. There could be a weak nor'easter. Right now, the majority of modeling is targeting the Mid-Atlantic and not New England. So that would make sense to me because it just can't go on like this, you know, with so many storms just targeting New England. So it would make sense that with the cold air that's over us, it would suppress the system south. And in addition to that there's not just one storm, but two storms, you are in now late March. The sun is higher, and again, temperatures are only marginal. So there's a lot at stake here, folks. And I think we'll have our work cut out for us on Monday to see what's going to happen. I don't think there'll be any precipitation arriving here before Wednesday. So we will have early next week to attack it. And of course, ANA will be on the case over the weekend. You have PP during the week, and you have ANA on the weekends.
Got both of them.
Yes, Anthony and Anthony. They will be looking at it over the weekend. You did get the
I got their
little press releases on them, right?
And their pictures.
Yes, yep. Both real, real conscientious guys, very, very much into weather, as you could see. And Anthony J., he's the gentleman who will be sitting in for me whenever I take off. And lately, that hasn't been too often, as you can obviously see.
No, it hasn't been too often at all. Well, you know what I did last night, Pat? I made corned beef.
Oh, okay. So you're ready for Saturday.
I made it, and I after years of trying it in pressure cookers and boiling it and everything, I found a perfect way to make it. Of course, I'm by myself, so it's not a big one. I get a small corned beef, about a pound, right? That's all. You have to have them special cut it to a pound, because it'll shrink when you cook it. It'll shrink when you cook it. But you take that, you put it on a rack in a roasting pan, okay? I make my own spices and put it over it. Cover it with tin foil, 350 degrees for 3 hours. About 2.5 hours, you go and you take the tin foil off and you cook it uncovered for the last half hour, and you shut it off, you leave it in the oven, you let it sit. Comes out, you can slice it and it melts in your mouth. Melts in your mouth. It's unbelievable.
Okay, so now your mission, should you choose to accept it, will be to sit down tomorrow with your roast beef and watch the movie.
That's exactly what I'll do.
There you go.
All right. Pat, have a great weekend, and we'll see what happens Monday.
Yeah, unfortunately. You have a good weekend, too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.